Honourable members, the next item on the agenda is the third term program of the committee. But just before we go there, we received an invitation. The secretary, my secretary, just brought it to me now. It's dated the 25th. But there's a workshop in Guguletu tomorrow at the Ikamba Labantu Center tomorrow in Guguletu, and there's a map also. But it's an invitation to the National Portfolio Committee on Social Development to is the South African Older Persons Forum and SASA workshop, dated the 27th and the 28th of May, 2010. It says, the older persons and NGOs in older persons sector alike are frustrated with the situation at pension pay points and with the social security system as a whole. And that's why the forum is currently engaging SASA regarding problems and challenges experienced by older persons with regards to the social grant system. Now, there is continuously, they also say that the South African Older Persons Forum have bi-monthly meetings with senior officials from SASA. So members of the aging sector will be presenting documented problems at pension pay points and challenges with the social grant system. And that is why they, because of that engagement, they are inviting the chair and members of the portfolio committee to attend this workshop. As well, and I think they also want us to bring our experience that we have as members of parliament to the workshop. It starts at 8:30 tomorrow, and it will deal with the customer charter, norms and standards, the internal decision, the review mechanism, the monitoring and evaluation of service providers, and so on. Is there any members of the committee that's interested? It also is going to do with disability management and beneficiary maintenance in terms of reviews, your life certificates, also with the issue of dormant accounts and so on. So it's in Langa Guguletu. In Guguletu, sorry. Any other members that are interested? Yeah, it's at the Rainbow Center tomorrow, the 26th and the 27th. The 27th, sorry, and the 28th. So today is the 25th. So it's the day after tomorrow, so it's on Thursday. Thursday and Friday. Yeah. But. So I was going to say, let us check if the sitting is at 2 o'clock. We could, one or two members, if they're not busy with other committees, attend and come back maybe about 12 o'clock. Because I think from half past 8 to 12 o'clock, we will apologize to say you'll be leaving them because you are going to attend the dinner. The meeting rounds up at 2 o'clock, so lunch is at 1300. So basically the workshop starts at 11:20, 20 past 11. So if members, like some of you all that are interested, we can then make that arrangement.
Thank you, Chairperson. But if it's Thursday and Friday, Thursday, don't we have all parties, don't they have caucus in the morning?
We will then decline the invitation because it's going to run into our program. And for Friday also? Friday is also a rush. Oh, okay. No, fine. Thank you very much. We'll just wish them well for the deliberations. Honourable Members, in terms of the program that has been circulated to you, do you all have copies? Honourable Member Mafolo, do you have a copy? You've been very quiet. The committee secretary have drawn up an agenda based on the discussion that we had in the committee last week. And I think what we did, I was thinking someone was breathing really hard. Now it's the camera. Sounds very funny. But if you look at the agenda, Honourable Members, from 8:30 to 12:30 on the 20th of the 7th month, we would like to go on oversight. So that's just the day, how long it will take for us. But what we need to do, if you look, I don't want you to be too confused with this program. That we said we're going to visit the Eastern Cape and the Northwest. Now, in terms of the overseas trip, I've indicated to social development, if we're looking at Brazil, we should look at Brazil in July, also during the oversight. So they haven't come back to us with confirmation of those dates for the Brazil trip for the committee. So we've scheduled preliminary the Eastern Cape and the Northwest Oversight Trip. And I think what we've done, we've said that for Eastern Cape, it will be Honourable Member Tswete and Kenny. It will be responsible for the mapping of the oversight in the last committee meeting. And then for Northwest, it will be Honourable Member Polo and Nelson and Mungane to look at the Northwest. And then for in an out oversight in the Western Cape will be Honourable Member Lamula. You remember we said we need to visit our substance abuse centers, our youth justice centers and so on. Youth justice, juvenile justice centers, our children's homes, some projects, and we said we need to liaise with the MECs offices in the provinces, and we also need to touch base with the portfolio committees of the legislatures from time to time. So it will be your children's homes, your juvenile justice centres, it will be your substance abuse centres, yeah. You remember we said we want a special focus on substance abuse issues, especially concerning youth.
Thank you, Chair. What about also we visited the LifeLife offices, because we don't know their program and social development is funding them.
Okay. If we look at the program, I think the Western Cape, we said when we come back after July, we will do that while we are in Parliament, because of the proximity, everything basically nearby. So, okay, what we need to discuss when we come back in July. So when is the term ending? The 19th. So when we come back, so that week we need to give ourselves time to adjust. So it will be in the following week. Do you have when we take up our portfolio committee time? The Monday, it's constituency day. We fly in, so the Tuesday will be the 22nd. The 20th. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Can, because I think we'll have to work that way. Also in terms of the mapping, because we will now agree in principle in terms of that we will be going to the Western Cape of the state. We will be going visiting the Eastern Cape, and then we will just map it out and compile it. And they will then be doing the... so it will be between UNISWA and Lindewe with the program and the content. Yeah. And then we'll come back. So...
the other two provinces in 1 week, Eastern Cape and Northwest, because it's not, because that is the date that has been given, 26th to the 30th.
The week of oversight we have on diary is the 26th to the 30th of July. That is the week that we have for oversight. Am I for, right? Yeah. Okay. So, because we are changing the program now. For the 20th, we will be doing the Western Cape and not the Eastern Cape and Northwest. That's our first outreach. No, no. Remember the principle we adopted in the last portfolio committee. While we are in Parliament, we will do our oversight to the Western Cape. So you will maybe, I think we can visit two centres in one day, they're near to each other, in the Western Cape, right? And then maybe in 2 weeks' time, go to another two centres. Members are with us? Yeah, so I think Honourable Member Lamula, for the 20th, we need two places to visit. That is in close proximity to one another, that will obviously deal with substance abuse and in the issues of children. Okay? So, we will have the agenda will be, for the 20th will be Western Cape, oversight. Then from the 26th to the 30th of July, this is now, we need to make some judgment calls here. Are we going to shift Northwest for later, or Eastern Cape for later? My suggestion would be that we shift Northwest for later. That we focus on Northwest, on Eastern Cape for July, right? And we said we want to go to the rural areas of the Eastern Cape. So maybe to Mtata, from Mtata we can go into the rural areas of the Eastern Cape. And there we visit the NDA projects, your centres, whether it's secure care centres, children's homes, and then related projects. Okay? And then obviously your SASA offices and
mm-hmm. Can we leave on a Sunday afternoon, or even, to sleep over where we need to start for the first oversight on Monday morning? Because of the, you know, if you leave on Monday, you will never be able to finish it. Let's have a very tight program. Leave on a Sunday and come back on a Friday. The Fridays one cannot do a lot. Okay.
We agree. So the mapping of the Eastern Cape oversight will be done by the two members. Obviously, the chairperson will always be there for you. You know, as a sounding board. We said let's look at Northwest. Later. August or September. Yeah. Very well organized also. So, so I think what we can do is we can look at the Northwest, just at the later date. Yeah, in September. Yeah. Yeah. On the morning of Twitter, you wanted to say something? This is just to take out the sangha thing. Okay. The money mentioned those. My students in the triple R, but I didn't think that anymore. Isn't it the committee with a check? Deadline van het van hulle samen te tijd is er aan. Maar dat gekeken wordt daar een grote voor die medium term wat je dan in oktober. So, dat ons is niet te enthousiast dat we over tijd van dat samen zijn met elke commissie. Kamerad, dit is te doen met die geskapte begroting vir social development voordat dit ingaan vir die medium term budget wat gewoonlik teen einde oktober is. Maar in die begin van oktober dan moet daar seker goed gereed wees en die werk moet eindelijk in die derde kwartaal by elke komitee begin. So wat ek maar net sê, check maar net uit met die staat van die chief whip dat die hierdie goed nou nie laat dat gereel is en dat hier nagekom kan. So members, Adam said that in terms of the money, the money amendment act, the amendment bill, that there's a responsibility that the committee has in terms of looking at the medium-term expenditure framework, but looking at before your budget is finalized, to look at the budget for social development. So, and that needs to start in July in all portfolio committees. Honourable Member Adams is a member of the Finance Committee. So, if that, because that doesn't even go to our attention. But I think it's something that we'll keep, and if we will just shift things around. But, I mean, what we are planning anyway is to do, we've just planned around the oversight periods that have been set aside for oversight anyway. So we haven't touched on the portfolio stuff yet, besides the 20th. Okay? Honourable members, we now go to Tuesday the 3rd of August. And August month is Women's Month. I think. So we need to do something on the 3rd of August. Yes? No, I said that's just an omission. Just take it out. It doesn't belong there. Because we already had Sankey with us. Can we shift the older person into that slot? And then on Tuesday, we can then have on the 10th, we then have a slot. So the 9th, I'm just thinking, the 9th is a, so the 8th will be all celebrating Women's Day, National Women's Day, the 8th. And the 9th and the 10th will be back. Would we like to have a presentation from the department on the impact that services are having on women and the lives of women and children? And maybe having a joint meeting with the portfolio committee on women and children and people with disabilities, something like that?
I agree with that. There's something else that I would like to see happening. And that is, now the next my wording is going to be correct, but with the South Justice Act, is it both acts? We in cases where there are no juvenile centers, what are they doing with, what is the justice system doing with children that are, or in conflict with the law?
So what usually happens is, if there's no juvenile justice center, usually children that are in conflict with the law are kept in secure care centers. So they go to the nearest secure care center. Now, if it's not in your area, then it will go to the nearest center. Yeah. So you will find your way to a secure care center. Yes, centers usually, more than one. Yeah. Yeah, but it also depends on the severity of a crime, the alleged crime. So usually, sometimes it's a house arrest option, but that's a sentencing option. But usually, if a children are waiting trial, you can also just be confined to the house or to a certain area. Yeah. So on the 10th, we basically have, of August, we can go for the joint meeting. Okay? Yeah. Or would we like to include other departments, other portfolio committees besides the one with women and children? Health? Yes. Health and education? Basic education and higher education, or just basic education? Okay.
That belong to our cluster and check all those communities that are part of the cluster.
Yeah, but there should be a special session with SASSA and Home Affairs. Especially with the issues you've picked up in Mpumalanga, the bordering phenomenon, to get a progress report on how SASSA have fared with the relationships with your traditional leaders in the area, and you know the issue of strange marriages to foreigners and those issues with Home Affairs, and the issue of birth registrations and those issues.
I'm a little bit confused, Master. We I thought, oh, no, I'm sorry.
Specifically on that day, what are we going to discuss in inviting those other people? Just a little bit.
Okay. What we are saying that we're going to invite is we need to know from these departments how are they improving through these services the lives of women, because it's August month, and children with the services that they provide. Yeah. And I'm sure we can then, we will then have your other portfolio members also, you see. So I think it will be like a cross-pollinization, because we will now also get a perspective from the health side, from basic education side, from well, you know, women and children and people with disabilities ministry is basically an oversight ministry. But also they obviously get a perspective from how they are doing their oversight job as a ministry. So it will actually give us a broader insight as a committee, I'm sure even for the other committees, in terms of the services that are there for women. And it will then also, I think, focus, if we need to focus in terms of, because we know women are one of the vulnerable groups. So are they doing enough? You know, I think that will actually help us a lot.
I'm sorry, Chair. What about women who are in prison who are also giving birth? Can we invite the people from the correctional service? Because normally we never talk about those women.
You see, I think what we need to keep in mind is how practical and how, otherwise we need to sit here the whole day. Because you're going to have health, DSD, basic education. You're going to have three and the women's ministry. It's only four departments. So I think we're going to look at 5 hours of a meeting. So if you bring in correctional service, it's going to be 6 hours. So we want a seminar. So which means...
You know, I think it will be to our advantage if we can call all those people to the committee. Hear what they have to say. We can do it in sections. We can break it at 12, arrange lunch, start again, and complete the day, even if we need to sit here for 8 hours and do it. I think it will be very interesting. We will learn a lot. And we will be able to see if legislation is really implemented. Especially women in correctional services, I think this is a very valid point. It's a very valid one, because one always reads such a lot of stories in the newspapers surrounding women giving birth in prisons and how children are handled. And it would be interesting to hear from them so we can take them up on what they tell the committee, you know. So lady perhaps a backhead here so we can act on that. And they can come with stats to give to the committee on that one. That's what I feel. I don't know how the other members feel.
Honourable Member Tsweta?
Yeah, I think I was right when I was saying I'm a bit confused. If I was just looking at, maybe we're not discussing the, I'm not looking at what you're looking at. Representation by South African Older Persons Forum, is that what we're going to discuss on that day when we invite the clusters?
Yeah.
It's not...
That we shift into the 3rd of August. So our joint meeting proposing is the 10th of August.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Remember we said we did in Sharaka?
What is it that we're going to discuss when we invite the cluster?
What we said we want to discuss is how are the service that they are providing impacting on the lives of women, positively impacting on the lives of women. I think we said women and children, huh? Yeah. So, Honorable Mula said, let's add home affairs, right? We have health, we have basic education, we have home affairs, and the ministry on women and children and people with disabilities, and obviously the Department of Social Development. So, Honourable Amula Sibits as correctional services for sentenced women. Sentenced and awaiting trial women. Are we saying that we want this seminar to go up to 5 o'clock? Okay, but I've noted Honourable Member Mangane.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Honourable Lamula is saying is relevant, but I was saying we mustn't overcrowd because sometimes we are going to miss other points. That one is very much crucial that we must deal with it at a separate time. Because when we bring the committee, the department that you have already mentioned, I think it's huge. So my proposal was, I heard you say the home affairs won't be included in that one. Home affairs, SASA. I think if the House agrees, we should shift this one of correctional things. I think all of them, SASA and home affairs, it interlinked to, it's not lost when we take it out from this and put it on the second session that we will be having. So that we must understand all this gist.
I want to make a proposal that says the committee that we elected today should sit and look at the topics that, because you know, it's gonna be too wide. Maybe we should come together, look at the topics and the issues that we'd like to discuss that day, and therefore we check whether, because I do agree with all of Lamula, but correctional services is big. It starts from juvenile to all the ages. And then we need to check how many are we taking from which age to which age, and that is huge. So now I would say, much as I agree with the concept, but let us have a special day for the correctional services, because they have different matters. They are confined in jail and in prisons. They might have issues that are very confidential. Maybe let us invite them separately, sit with them, and not expose them to many departments and many people, so that they are out when they talk with us. They are free to speak about their problems. That's my proposal. Thank you.
So, it seems to be a view that we set our own fears and correctional services. We put those three, four separate committees, right? And then we look at these other committees, these other departments, and that the committee, because I'm now incorporating all three views, and the committee then that's been elected today to look at the unitive approach, and also just streamline the topic for discussion for the day. But we not we don't sit with presentations today that we just think what, so that we know this is what the focus is going to be. Is that fine, members? Because we don't accommodate it. Honourable Mimi Masilo.
Thank you, sir. Here we are talking about women and children, and it's another issue. Are we not taking that function? I just need a clarification on that one. But before we had this meeting before, I think it was relevant for social development to do the monitoring and evaluation and presentation from them. I just want to check, are we not getting into the territory? When we call them to come and tell us about the meeting, I just need a clarification.
If I going to be a joint meeting of portfolio committee, which means the portfolio committee on women and children and people with disabilities will be part of the joint session. That's number one. Number two, I think the Women's Ministry is not a line function department like health and social development and basic education. So because it's a ministry, not a department, it will give us data. I'm sure it will give us the how are they monitoring and evaluating the work that has been done to improve the lives of those two sectors, women and children. I'm sure even people with disabilities, because you have women and children with people that are disabled. So I'm sure they will come with that perspective. You see, because I said it's also an information session, because not all of us serve in those committees. So we will also know what is the health sector doing. You look at your immunization campaigns, your pap smears, your women's health issues, your sexual health of women, those issues. Where is the country standing in certain UN resolutions on sexual health and so on. So I think that is extremely important. It will give us a comprehensive or holistic picture on the quality of services and the kind of services that are there for women and children. Obviously, DSD, in terms of its legislative applications, will then also come in. Your Child Justice Act, your Children's Act, and your substance abuse issues, and so on and so on. Okay? Yeah, we're getting there. Just the study tour issue, hopefully we'll finalize it. We've put it in for August, but hopefully we'll finalize it before that. I'm sure the committee that has been selected can then just work behind the scenes to finalize everything. So this is like the time that we've just set aside for the tour itself, honorable members. Can we keep it as is? Okay. And then going into September, remember we said we could be visiting MDA projects and we have to come back to report to the committee. So we need to have this a whole day just for that report back session. And then the NDA, you remember there's an amendment to the act that the NDA wants to do, but I was also thinking that we are visiting projects of the NDA, that we should also have members who should also do table their reports that day.
The visits that members do on NDA, we're not paid for. We do it in our own private time. I would like to offer that to you. And I feel that this committee on its own must do visits to NDA projects. You'll be surprised what you find there. And I spoke on this matter previously already. I do my visits to NDA projects and all other projects connecting with our committee. But I feel that is for, actually I must say, for party info. I must be very honest, it's for party info to see if these projects are operating, if it is sustainable, and we are doing it in our own time and with our own resources. So we are not being paid by Parliament to do these projects for a committee, and we will never be paid for that, doing it individually, because I don't think that's a policy of Parliament to pay for members doing oversight visits to projects of their own. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why with the Eastern Cape we're going to have visit to NDA projects. I'm sure we can, even with our oversight to the Northwest and Western Cape, we can slot it in. Yeah. Yeah. In terms of our strategic plan, session that we had last year, we said we want to speak to constitutional to justice, Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, to talk to them about making the courts more child friendly and client friendly, and so on. So we thought we should put it in, and maybe just add also child friendly, to make it more. Well, it says it has to put measures, it has to put in place to make special courts client friendly regarding protecting the rights, protecting clients' rights to privacy. So that, those are the issues that members have also raised in the strategic plan that I thought we should just should also raise with you here. Where you still want it, do it. And then the older persons, but I think we've accommodated the older persons for it. So we don't need to do it again. And here we can discuss our oversight reports and just work out the pros and action around it. Okay, that's it. So on the 21st of September, we will do our oversight report. Members, are you in agreement with that? Thank you very much. This brings us to the end of our meeting. I'm sure we will see each other, if not the other members that have been fortunate enough to serve in the subcommittee. We've got a lot of work to do between now and next week. So we'll have to schedule a meeting for this week and then just a concluding meeting for next week. Not for the committee, for the subcommittee. Thank you very much.
Sorry, Chair. I would like to request members that when we have portfolio committee, we should switch off our phones, because that camera is taking us all the time, and it's going to be embarrassment when it shows the world that when during sessions we answer telephones and all that, it's going to backfire also on us. So if you have a special, just put it on silent so that you can go outside, so that it doesn't disturb the session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, honourable members. On that note, the meeting is adjourned.